Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. 17:30 hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Steve Martin is our guest, one of our favorite folks on the planet. He is the Profit Pro. ProfitPro.us is how you find him. You'll be glad you did. He's a SCORE volunteer, leader, national leader of that great organization. Steve, thanks again for being here. We're talking about Steve's helping us understand the quadrants of attitude. Steve, is it redundant to say four quadrants of attitude? I mean, isn't that what quadrant is? It's four, right? The quadrants of attitude, and as we talked about earlier, folks, on the upper half of the spectrum is positive. The lower half is negative. To the right is active. To the left is passive. So somewhere when you draw that cross, you reside in one of those quadrants. You're either passively active or positively active or passively positive, or you're negatively active or negatively passive. And the passive aggressives, they're the opposite of positive active, aren't they? Because they're hurting you, and you can't but you can't quite put your finger on it, right? They're just causing trouble. Those are the people who are hurting you, but you aren't able to see it because they're not as visible, right?
Well, that is a problem. Perhaps it's easier to think about the extreme of the positive and negative, the actives. And we know that our profits and our entrepreneurship lie when people are positively active. Mm-hmm. And the reverse is true in the active negative, because that's where the destruction lies.
That's the one third that's actively working against you in the research, isn't it?
Right, and they're visible. Mm-hmm. That's your disruptive individual, and that's where your failure and your losses are going to reside. But you bring up the other side, which is the passive people with a negative attitude. And they're the ones who are invisible, but that's where the blame lies. That's where you have dissonance, unhappiness, and really low engagement. Mm-hmm.
They're the middle third. They're the middle third that's going along, and you can't quite catch them being unproductive and negative. You can't quite put your finger on it, or they're just sort of also rans in your company. But the truth is they're being unproductive and without sort of under the water, so to speak.
Yeah, and they're influencing people around them. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it in such a way that they're not obvious. It's like that person who everyone complains about that, oh, you know Joe, he just sits at his desk all day, doesn't get any work done, and Joe's just sitting there happy as a clam, but his attitude is, I'm not going to do any more than I absolutely have to. Mm-hmm. And that attitude infects everybody else around him. Mm-hmm. And the challenge as a leader, manager, business owner is it's hard to find them because they're sly, they're sneaky.
Right.
They hide.
Well, they do their job. Many times that's a negatively passive person. They will do their job. They show up, but they won't take initiative. If they have an opportunity to be negative, they will. If they have 6 days, they take all of them. You know, they're the people who are, and it's an engagement issue a lot of times. And of course, they may move back and forth. Probably they're the group, the passive negative, are the group that one day will become negatively active. Right? I mean, they'll. Your management, it seems to me, Steve, and I've talked about this on the show before, your management effectiveness will determine if those people in the middle, so to speak, negative, passive, whether they become actively negative and hurt you, or you turn them into the next group, which are the positive, passive, meaning they're good employees. What do you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Are they redeemable or not? And your management style will decide that.
Well, that's the question, and you have to interact with your people to find out who they are and where they are in the in the engagement spectrum or in the attitude matrix. And that means actually getting to know your folks, the people that you're responsible with and for.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, if you ignore it, it's not going to get any better on its own.
One of the things that I think about are the active negative people are almost, they're almost giving you a present. They're almost rewarding you by being so evident, right? I mean, at least you don't have to look for them. You know what they're doing, and you move them toward the back door if they can't be redeemed. To me, you look at someone who's sort of, you know, bland, or they're a bland employee. They show up, but they don't really, you know, they're not really all that energetic or whatever. You know, when I see that, I always say, okay, is that my fault? Have I not motivated them? Have I not led them? Am I not leading them? Am I not giving them the kind of opportunity? Are we not using them properly? Are they in the wrong? Are they a square peg in a wrong hole? Do I need to move them around? That's what I think. I think it's on management first with those people. What do you think? Last thoughts before we go to a break.
Absolutely, Jim. It comes down to what culture are you fostering in your organization? Mm-hmm. Are you positive? Is it a positive culture? Is it a results-oriented culture? Is it a people-oriented culture? And if you can't answer yes to those questions, you've got some work to do.
Yep, absolutely. Profitpro.us, that's how you find Steve online. Score.org, too, right? Is that right, score.org?
Absolutely. You want some help with your small business? Score.org.
Score.org, and they volunteers, folks. They help you for nothing. It's an amazing organization. I'm proud of Steve for what he does there. Quick break, Tintel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.